When sixth grade teacher Amber Wood asks her students what they want to be when they grow up, she wants them to put a little bit of extra thought into that question.
You've gone through your profile of what you want in your future career, okay, and then you have a list available to you of what options meet that criteria for your income and your expenses. So you're just going to go through and kind of look at those and see which ones are the most interesting sounding to you and click on those and look at what you need for schooling experience, what a day in that career looks like.
Her 25 kids get busy doing online searches to find out what careers are available to them, and then they pick something that matches their interests. They'll have to give presentations to the class on their dream jobs next week. The project is meant to build both their research and public speaking skills. It's also a real-life exercise that Amber Wood, or Miss Wood to her students, had to go through when she decided to go into education. Before joining the Unalaska City School District last year, she'd worked as an instructor at summer programs for military kids. That's when she got the bug for teaching children. Wood loves her job. Like many teachers, she doesn't work a typical 9-to-5. She makes herself available early in the mornings and late in the afternoons, and she's usually in on Saturdays coming up with creative lesson plans. Her extra work seems to be paying off. The class is studying ancient civilizations right now, and student Jonathan Lee says that he's learning a lot from something called the Mesopotamia game. Of course, there's plenty of assigned reading, homework, and testing too. But there are also group projects, PowerPoint presentations, and things like 3D map building, which gave student Tia Guji a better sense of Egypt's geography. Wood says that she has an easier time focusing on creative projects for her kids in a state like Alaska, where teaching isn't a political football. In Texas, education funding was slashed $4 billion last year. In Wisconsin, teachers and other public employees lost their collective bargaining rights last summer. And in California, 20,000 teachers received notice that they could be laid off this spring. Meanwhile, in Alaska, debate over education funding this year mostly focused on how much it should be raised and whether an increase should be a one-time guarantee or incorporated into a long-term spending formula. Wood says that sort of support helped her make the decision to move to Alaska from Oregon. But even if the climate were more hostile toward teachers in this state, Wood thinks that she would stick with it. Wood hopes that she's setting an example, and that maybe one day some of her students will follow in her footsteps. In her class, the career project has generated a lot of chatter. One student wants to be a graphic designer, another wants to be a zoologist, and a couple of kids want to go into the army. But Bridget Nalam is thinking about doing her project on early education. She likes the idea of being a role model and working creatively with students.
Preschool and kindergarten for me was kind of fun because you did a lot of art and you get to talk to kids.
Plus, she's always appreciated her teachers, and she thinks that it's a job where one day students could appreciate her too. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.